If you're not familiar with H.P. Lovecraft, you're not alone. Lovecraft was born in Providence in 1890. He died in 1937, but never received the attention enjoyed by similar writers like Edgar Allan Poe. Today, however, the writer of dark and disturbing stories has a growing following. There's even an organization devoted to all things Lovecraft.
My name is Niels Hobbs, and I am one of the directors of the Lovecraft Arts and Sciences Council.
Hobbs runs the council's storefront headquarters in downtown Providence. The room has the feel of a Victorian library. Books stuffed into dark wooden shelves rest alongside skulls and scrimshaw. Sitting atop one bookcase, a taxidermy raccoon bares its fangs at incoming customers.
A stuffed angry raccoon, the mascot slash guard raccoon for the store. That's probably the most normal thing we have in here, I think.
Hobbs says it wasn't until the past decade that Lovecraft garnered his worldwide following. He says it may be that Lovecraft's gloomy worldview appeals to today's pop culture. Hobbs says Lovecraft's ideas are regularly borrowed by modern authors like Stephen King and many film directors.
Even Ridley Scott making the movie Alien is very commonly credits Lovecraft for a lot of the inspiration.
Lovecraft didn't deal in serial killers and local monsters. His horror is often far more sinister, says Hobbs.
So the general concepts that Lovecraft brings up are ones of sort of cosmic horror, if you will. Things that there's things out in the universe that don't really care for us at best, or actually wish us ill at worst.
Those concepts will be discussed and dissected at panels and lectures during this year's Necronomicon. There's even a session that will address questions of racism in Lovecraft's writing. The event is expected to draw a few thousand people into the city over the next 4 days. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.